Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it is the October 21 edition of the Grilling Guys. Man, we are right in the throes of hunting season. Spent a little time yesterday with my buddies down in Shartucky. Got the rare opportunity to go on a farm that actually still has pheasants on it, Barbecue Bob. And I'm going to talk a little bit about that later in the show when I throw out a couple pheasant recipes. But a real treat for a guy that loves to hunt. I'm without my hunting dog this year. Had to put Gibby down earlier this year. But the guys were generous enough to let me walk along behind theirs and had a great time. I'm Jop. He's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking?
Well, that must have been fun. So hopefully we have something to smoke now.
Right. Exactly. We do. And, you know, it's a one bird deal for me just because if you're not the guy controlling the dog, generally the dog works in front of the master. At least that's how mine are always taught, right? Because if I'm going to take you to the vet and put a bowl of chow in front of you twice a day, you're going to work for me when we're out there, and most guys run it that way. But it was good enough. I happened to be behind I was a cleanup shooter, and so I had a guy that missed, so I was able to take a nice rooster pheasant on the opening day in Michigan, a tradition I've been doing since I was 12 years old.
Wow, that's great. Good thing to continue. Speaking of continuing good traditions, the tradition of having a nice microbrew for the show continues on today, and we are lucky enough to have a Right Brain Firestarter Chipotle Porter here that I've been sitting on since the last time I saw Bruce up at Right. You got me doing it, Russ up at Right Brain.
Yeah, for those of you that are new listeners, Russ Springsteen is the gentleman that owns Right Brain Brewing up in the Traverse City area. And the first three or four times we had him on the show, I addressed him as Bruce. So
we were joking about it earlier, so now I called him Bruce. Anyway, it's a Firestarter Chipotle Porter. And what do you think of that?
You know what? It's smooth and creamy. Whenever I hear Chipotle and beer, there's usually a little too much bite on it.
Reminds you of that jalapeno wine we had that time.
Yeah, lit your throat on fire. Right. This doesn't. This is very, very good.
You can just a hint of a little Chipotle, but you know, you talk about hunting pheasants, and I don't know that I've ever shot a pheasant. I've probably had my childhood scarred by a pheasant because when I was a kid living up north, I had to fix our riding lawnmower, and we had a rogue cock in the neighborhood that used to chase my mom out of the garden. And it made us all laugh hysterically because how could you let a bird chase you, right? Yeah. Well, we had this mad cock pheasant, and one day I'm laying underneath our riding lawnmower with my shorts and my flip-flops, typical summer garb for a northern boy.
Right.
And all of a sudden, I see these chicken legs under the mower deck on the other side. And I'm like, what the heck is that? So I scooched out from under the mower, had it jacked up, you know, probably very unsafely. And all of a sudden, here he is, Mr. Madcock. And he's got his wings flared out and his mouth open. And he's hissing at me. And he's right by my feet in those flip-flops. I did a Fred Flintstone. It was like, you know how their feet go under the car?
Right.
I was doing that, trying to get up on my feet because he was fixing to peck me.
Yeah.
So that's my pheasant experience.
Yeah.
But I've eaten a bunch of them since then, thanks to you.
Yeah, right. We'll, like I said, we'll cover a little smoked pheasant recipe if you're fortunate enough to get one. But, you know, this transcends any game bird. It's grouse season now. If you've got some grouse, you could do those this way as well. A duck, not so much, but I'll take you down a different road that we're going to do to prepare some duck today as well.
That's good. You know, I had some great smoked pheasant. I talked about this a year or two ago, but we have listeners all around the country that podcast or stream or whatever. And this was a listener over in northern Wisconsin, Wausau area. And he was happy to meet me because he brought in the pheasant that he heard on one of our podcasts. And this boy did it right. We ate it cold, and it was fantastic. Bacon wrapped.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But
don't give away all my secrets because I'm about to here in a minute. But anyway.
Well, I wanted to give a little shout out to my neighbor, James. He works for an electric company, and at night he's been helping me doing my wiring. And I guess I can say he works for Bice because I'm not hiring him. He's just helping me.
Right.
And so we got our electric done, and I gave him some of my brisket, and he texted me back. He was so happy. I told him he heated it up perfectly, you know, 200 degrees for about an hour. And he was chowing through that brisket because I gave him a deckle, the point.
Oh, yeah.
And
guy really did a lot of work for you.
Yeah, it was really good. But I wanted to bring up a little tip for seems like, don't you end up with a lot of steak left over in the fridge? You know, when I do steak, like I did those tri-tips, I cut up a bunch of them, and I just grill a bunch of steak.
It's funny you say that. I bought two little ribeyes and cooked them for my birthday a week ago, and half of them were left because we made a bunch of other stuff that went with it. And, you know, as I get older, I don't eat as much as I used to.
Right.
My dad used to say that, and I used to laugh at him. Well, now I'm that guy.
As you ate his portion.
Right, yeah. Now I'm that guy. But we had some leftover steak this last
week. So I'm finding these Ziploc bags constantly in the fridge and making sure I know what it is so it's not too old.
And I started writing on them with
a date. Yes.
With a date.
Really good idea.
I can figure out what it is, but I don't remember when it went in there.
Right.
Yeah.
So I chopped some up. We're living in the basement in our TV room, right? Till we get the upstairs finished. Drywall goes in next week, by the way.
Awesome.
So happy about that.
Yep.
And so we've gotten very fond of using this rice cooker. And because we don't have, don't have a lot of don't have a lot of appliances. So there's a lot of rice dishes. So I'm getting creative with rice. And I took that steak and I chopped it up into little bits, threw it in the rice cooker with some Vidalia. And my wife bought some of this beautiful fresh salsa that's in the big square jugs in the dairy case. There's all sorts of brands, but it's in the dairy case typically.
Right.
And this one happened to be fantastic. So I poured some of that in there, and then I put the rice in there and a cup of water, and I turned it on. Oh, my God. Oh, I also put some of that Knorr powdered chicken bouillon in there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And, oh, my God. I ate the entire pot. I could not stop eating it. It was so good. So that's a little steak. You could use chicken too, taco meat, ground beef, whatever you want. But a little steak, some salsa, rice, and a little chicken bouillon, and turned on that rice cooker, and oh my gosh, it was just the most wonderful meal you could ask for out of leftovers. It was meat I would have given to Zeus in another day or two.
Right. The steaks that I made them on the Big Green Egg. And I made a mistake that I just want to share with
everybody.
A mistake on the steak. But I made a mistake that I just wanted to share with everybody because it was dangerous. I came through it unscathed. But when you get this green egg is a Kamado grill, right? It's a charcoal grill. And I built this real hot charcoal fire in it because I wanted to sear the steaks, and I shut the lid down.
I already know what
and
happened.
And when I opened it up, man, that thing just whoo right
belched
in front of me.
You, huh?
Yeah. And,
you know why that is?
Well, you get that rush of oxygen in there on that because you're starving it. When you're in the charcoal grill, you're letting air in the bottom and air out the top, and you regulate the temperature by starving the air, right? And so if it's got less air, then it cools down. And I was at a point where I was done cooking already, and I shut it down to starve it. Well, I went out to clean it, and when I opened it up, that thing just gulped a big old thing of air.
Yeah,
giant fireball.
What it's doing
came out of there.
Is it's building up gases. It's not burning properly, so you've got unspent fuel in the exhaust. When you see a guy burning a campfire and it's smoking like crazy, it's just not burning well. So just like that, you had all kinds of smoke in there, gases, which are unspent combustibles, and it was hot enough that you exposed it to oxygen, and it just ignited instantly, and it'll do that, and that's a great tip. But that also reminds me of this Solo stove I'm reviewing. They're going to be on the show in the next week or two. I want to interview them because I'm doing a review on something called the Solo Stove, and these guys have figured out a way to build a bonfire using kind of secondary combustion that we used to do in the heating and the stove business and stuff. And this is the coolest way to burn a campfire, and we're going to have them on. They have portable models you can take camping. So that's a good story, though. I'm glad you got your eyebrows.
Yeah, trimmed, but better. Yeah. Coming up next, we're going to smoke a pheasant and maybe give you a couple venison recipes with a little sour cream. Stick with us. We'll be back. Drop it down in 4x4. Chill down a long neck. Warm up the band.